Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. This special club episode you're about to hear tells the true story of a courageous woman who saved lives during the Holocaust and World War II. Some elements may be a bit sensitive for younger listeners, so we recommend that children under the age of 10 listen with your parents. Kids, if your parents aren't in the room, please ask them to share this adventure with you.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Right now I have so much homework, I can't even think about it.
Oh? Any assignment in particular?
A history project. It's on the Warsaw Ghetto, where the Nazis made all the Jews in Warsaw live during the Holocaust.
Have you ever heard of Irena Sendler?
Who was she?
She was a hero.
Children are dying, Mother! We can't sit idly by and watch this happen!
You speak of sentencing yourself to death. Assisting the Jews in any way would assure your execution.
Father Bukowski said you were interested in helping orphan children get out. There's a back door that seemingly has been forgotten.
This is not enough to risk your life for, Irena.
The children should be given new names and instructed on how to respond if someone speaks to them.
Yes, we must have them learn the Lord's Prayer as well.
I'm going to do it. For as long as God puts it on my heart, regardless the cost.
You're going to carry in and out of the ghetto in a laundry sack?
I'll be very careful, Miss Rotfeld. God will go with us.
Promise me. You won't let who he is be forgotten.
I'll do my best.
I love you, Erin. More than words can say.
I can't imagine how heartbreaking it must have been for those parents to send their children away.
I know. Sometimes love requires that we do the unimaginable. And those parents loved their children. Irena would later say that she had nightmares of those moments her entire life.
But she kept on doing it, right?
Oh, yes. Hundreds of times. But she and Itzhak had to be creative in coming up with new ways to smuggle the children out. Stefan helped as well.
Remember to stay very quiet, Eliana.
We're closing the lid now. It will be dark, but you needn't be afraid, okay?
Yes, Mom.
You say they never look when the coffins are taken out.
They never have before. And I pray they don't this time either. We'll put Adam and Ephraim in the back of the cart and pile the bricks around them.
But won't they be seen?
We'll cover them with blankets. We have to take Gabriel now!
But... we're not ready.
An ambulance came in. We can sneak him out with the patient. But you must hurry.
A toolbox? You're sticking my baby in a toolbox?
We've drilled holes in it. Trust me, she'll be able to breathe. And no one will think to search it.
Hold on. She was putting babies in toolboxes?
Mm-hmm. Irena hid children however she could in order to get them out.
Oh.
Medical bags, taped underneath stretchers, inside luggage.
That's incredible.
I know. But unfortunately, even though she was saving many children, the one closest to her was the one she couldn't take.
You have to let me take her, Shoshana.
How many times must I tell you, Irena? Ariella stays with me.
You must know that getting her out would be best for her.
I appreciate what you are doing, but I cannot let her go. At least at Treblinka, we will be together.
You volunteered?
Yes. We leave next week.
Yes, ma'am. May I help you?
I'm here to pick up laundry for Mr. Zagata.
Wait a minute. Irena's rescuing all these kids, and now she's picking up laundry?
Yes.
Why are you telling me that?
Because she was actually picking up more than laundry.
I knew it!
Inside the bags, mixed in with some linens, were baptismal certificates with new names for each of the children she was smuggling out.
Whoa!
Names and addresses of families willing to take them in, and money.
Ha-ha! Sneaky! This sounds like a spy movie.
Well, it was one of the ways Mr. Zagata helped Irena. And she did have to be very secretive about everything, for the children's safety as well as her own.
Oh.
Including an idea she had about keeping track of the children she was saving, and their true names and families.
What are you working on? And why do you have my canning jars?
I'm borrowing them, Mama. Indefinitely. It's how I keep track of the children. I write their given names, new names and location, and their parents' name on these pieces of paper and keep them inside these two jars. We have to make sure there's a way for families to be reunited.
But all that information, Irena, if the Nazis ever found it...
They won't. They mustn't.
You know that someday the Gestapo will come knocking at our door.
Perhaps. But I hide them under the Novik's apple tree across the street.
And if they come when you have them here, like now?
I practice throwing them out that window.
Into the shrubs?
They're overgrown. The jars won't be found. And I'll return for them later.
I don't want to know all this.
You're right. I shouldn't tell you.
What you should do is stop this, Irena, before you get caught.
Mama, I can't.
I know. And I know your father would be proud of you. So, I will look the other way. But don't ask me to help you with any of this.
Never. Thank you. Huh. And trust me, Mama. Everything will be fine.
That officer didn't seem a bit suspicious.
Yes. It was wise of you to get their schedule, so I'm not always leaving the ghetto when the same officers are on duty.
No, sometimes I'm still shocked they don't catch on, but I won't complain.
I'll use the sewage tunnel the next few times. We have been using the main gate often of late.
And you were able to get both children.
Why do you think the suitcases were so heavy?
Well done. There's something you need to read.
Oh?
Here. It's a letter from a friend up north.
Are you sure this friend of yours, he would know?
He would know.
Stop the car.
No, Irena.
Stop the car! I need to go back and tell Shoshana right now! No barracks in Treblinka.
What?
Someone who knows has informed us. There are no barracks.
Oh, that is ridiculous. There has to be. Thousands of Jews live there. Hundreds more go every day.
No, Shoshana. There are no Jews living there. It's not a work camp. It's an extermination camp.
But the coins... And the Greenbergs, our neighbors.
I'm sorry.
Are you sure of this, Irena?
I'm afraid so.
But Ariella and I... We are scheduled to be transported there in a few days.
Let me take her with me.
Promise me. Promise me. If I let you take her, she will survive.
I can't promise you that. But I can promise you if she stays here, she will not.
She will be ready in the morning.
I'm glad Shoshana agreed. You were able to do the laundry pickup, right? You have Ariella's tickets to Rybnik.
Yes. Itzhak, I want to meet Mr. Zagata.
What?
I need to meet the person who's behind all this. I've earned that, don't you think?
You have, but you still can't meet him.
Itzhak!
Because he doesn't exist.
What?
We made Mr. Zagata up. We created bank accounts and all sorts of paperwork with his name on them to throw the Nazis off our trail.
Then where has the help, the money, been coming from?
A network of businessmen have formed an alliance to help. There, Zagata. But honestly, Irena, the less you know, the better. Should you ever be caught, God forbid, they'll want to know everything you know about Mr. Zagata.
Very well. But you're certain I can trust where Ariella and the rest of the children are being placed?
Wherever it is, we'll be safer than Treblinka.
So, there was a whole network of people helping the Jews?
Yes. Businessmen, priests, housewives, nurses, truck drivers. They knew the evil the Nazis were doing, and they sacrificed their own safety to try to save as many as they could.
So, did Irena get Ariella out?
Well, she barely slept at all that night, and then rose early the next morning to get her.
Uh-huh.
But as she approached Shoshana's house, she was struck by how quiet it seemed. Eerily quiet.
Irena!
Stefan! Where is everyone? Where are the children?
Gone. All of them.
No.
It happened so fast, I couldn't do anything.
Stefan, what happened?
The Nazis, they pounded on the orphanage door in the middle of the night. They took all of the children. The officers wouldn't even let me go with them. Then they raided all of the apartments along the street. Shoshana and Ariella are gone, Irena.
What? No, no.
They took everyone to the train for Treblinka.
I need to get to that train.
I'll go with you.
No. You stay here. Hide in the garbage bin in case the officers return for you. I'll be back soon. We're getting you and Ariella out of this ghetto. Today. Shoshana! Where is she? Where is she? Shoshana! Elena! Where's Ariella?
They were not supposed to take us until next week.
Shoshana, where's Ariella?
Hiding in our apartment under the floorboards. I told her to listen for you and only come out if she heard your voice.
I'll find her. I promise.
I should have let you take her yesterday. I just could not bear saying goodbye to her.
I'm sorry I can't get you out too.
Just save my daughter.
Ariella! Ariella!
What if the officers already searched through here?
If they did, then I pray they didn't find her. Ariella? It's Irena and Stefan!
Shh. Did you hear that?
Miss Irena!
Here! Help me pull up the boards!
You came!
Shh! Of course I came!
Grab my hand, Ariella. I'll lift you out.
Oh, thank God you're all right.
The officers were here for so long. I didn't know if you would come.
You were a very brave girl.
Yes, but I need you to be brave a little longer. We're taking you out.
Yes, Miss Irena.
And remember, sweet girl, from this moment you are no longer called Ariella. Your name now is Caroline Stanek.
What about my mama? When can I see her again?
I don't know, dear. I don't know.
There.
There's a ladder along the side.
Where does it go?
Into the sewer.
It smells bad.
I know. But it will only be for a short time.
Here, take my hand, Ariela.
She's Caroline now. We must get her accustomed to that.
Caroline.
Hurry along. The officer on duty will be back soon.
I'm going.
You're next, Irena. Watch your step.
Yeah. It's slippery.
Be careful.
Heinrich, over here!
Hurry, Stefan. Make sure the cover is closed all the way. No one say a word.
Are you sure you saw someone?
I thought so.
This section was cleared earlier. There shouldn't be anyone here.
We should search those apartments again, just in case.
Check the trash bins, too.
Jawohl.
Oh, they're gone. This way.
This is like the Red Sea, isn't it?
What do you mean, child?
Mama used to tell me the story of Moses leading the Jewish people through the Red Sea to freedom.
I suppose it is a sort of Red Sea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Irena, where does this sewer lead us out?
Kvadna Street.
Kvadna? That's a main street. There will be a great deal of traffic and people. We'll never be able to come out unnoticed.
Isaac will have his truck parked over the manhole at 3 o'clock. He'll pretend to be fixing something on the truck. When we crawl out, he'll open the back doors and we'll crawl inside as quickly as possible.
And from there?
He'll make a few deliveries to avoid suspicions. And then he'll drop you both off at homes where you'll be safe until we can get you out of here tomorrow.
I'm scared.
Your mother has been teaching you Christian prayers, yes?
Yes. She said someone on the street might ask me, and I'd have to recite one.
Let's practice. Start with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
What's the trouble?
Oh, I must have a bad oil leak. I think I found the problem.
Hurry up, Sin. It can't be parked on this busy road.
I shouldn't be more than a few minutes.
See that it isn't.
Are you ready for us?
Yes. Hurry, before the officer returns.
Come along, Caroline.
Caroline, I'll get out and open the rear door. Once I do, crawl out quickly and jump inside. You understand?
Yes.
Good.
Irene and I will be right behind you.
Here goes.
No?
Wait. Crawl back.
You have it fixed?
Yes, officer. Thank you.
And what do you have in the back?
Nothing, really. Some food.
Tough to come by these days. Open it?
Of course.
This is a lot of food for one man. You don't need all of this, surely?
No. Take whatever you like.
I don't need your permission. Move along.
But I...
Schnell!
Yes, of course. Now what?
Isaac, we're in the back seat.
What? How did you...
Just drive.
Irena, how could you? These people should not be in my house.
I know, Mama, and I'm sorry. It's only for one night.
Oh, I suppose I can understand bringing a little girl here, but a grown man?
I've cleared a spot in the cellar for him. And Isaac will pick him up before sunrise.
I won't sleep a wink.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow, first thing in the morning, I'll take Caroline out to the place she'll be staying. I must make sure she's safe. For Shoshana.
I'll pack a large lunch for you. I've never seen a girl so skinny.
Miss Irena?
Caroline.
Thank you for the bath. I haven't had one in a long time.
Well, you certainly needed one after your adventure through the sewer.
Yes, ma'am.
Come with me, Caroline. I have something you can help me with.
What is it?
I want to show you my secret jars.
Why are they secret?
I will write your name down on a piece of paper and will keep it in the jars. They must stay a secret so the Germans can't find them. Then, when the war is over, I'll have a record of who you are and where you are staying.
So my mother can find me when the war is over?
Yes, dear. So your mother can find you.
Is Caroline asleep?
Yes. It only took her a few minutes.
Irena.
Yes?
Thank you. You saved my life today.
It seems such a small thing compared to all the lives we lost today. Not that your life isn't important. That's not what I meant.
Oh, yes?
I just mean... I was never one for saying things well.
You do so many things well, Irena. Now, riding a bike may not be one of them, but...
That's right. I do still owe you an ice cream. What's become of this world we live in?
He's gone mad. But if people were more like you, it would be a much better place.
Oh, I don't know.
I've closed the curtains in the front room.
Perhaps I should leave tonight.
Nonsense. Where would you go? Itzhak will drive you to the farm in the morning. That's what's safest.
I suppose.
I'm going to make certain the door is locked. Not that it would make much of a difference if the Nazis come.
Oh, I've never seen Mama this nervous.
For good reason. My being here endangers her life and yours.
Dangerous or not, I'm glad you're here.
Irena Sandler, you are the most beautiful...
Everything is locked. But stay out of the front room, huh? It's possible someone could notice the extra shadows. I'm sorry, Stefan. What were you saying was beautiful?
Your china, mother. Stefan was remarking on your lovely china.
Yes. It's, stunning.
It was a wedding gift. You'd be surprised at how sturdy it actually is.
Very much so.
I do love it.
Yes. I think I may as well.
I wear these bandages on my face. I can't breathe.
There will be a lot of German guards patrolling the train station. Anyone who looks Jewish will be questioned. Better to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right.
Where are you traveling to?
I'm a government social worker. I'll be traveling into the country to take this poor child to an orphanage.
What happened to her?
Terrible burns, I'm afraid. House fire.
How do I know she's not a Jew?
Oh, here are her papers.
Mm-hmm. Caroline Stanek, eh? Well, Caroline, since you aren't a Jew, you could recite a prayer then, yes?
Caroline, go ahead, dear.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will
yes,
be done.
Yes, fine. Go ahead and board.
Yes, sir. Come along, Caroline.
If the Germans are looking everywhere for people like me, will I have to keep these bandages on the rest of my life?
Oh, no, child. We can take the bandages off once we get you safely to your new home. The Gestapo doesn't go out to the country very often, and the nuns will take very good care of you. Sit here.
Will you stay there with me, Miss Irina?
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I can't.
I'll be alone.
No. You'll never be alone. God is always with you.
That's what Mama says.
And I've spoken with Stefan. He'll check in on you from time to time.
Stefan? He'll be close by?
Yes, on a farm only one village away. He'll come whenever he's able. It won't be often. It can't be. But he'll come.
Will I see you again?
Oh, I hope so, my dear. I truly do.
In today's adventure, Irena talked about how important it was to remember the real names of the children she rescued. She put herself in danger and went to great lengths to make sure that those names would not be forgotten. As Christians, Jesus has made a promise about our names. In Revelation chapter 3, he says, "I will never blot out their names from the book of life. I will announce before my Father and his angels that they are mine." Like Irena kept those children's names in jars, Jesus keeps the name of every person who has faith in him. No matter what happens, no matter what we go through, how hurt we are, or how hopeless things may seem, nothing can take us away from the love of Jesus. As it says in 2 Timothy, the Lord knows those who are his. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. One More Name was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Staples, Lori Tritel, Christina V, Jeff Shine, Mila Brenner, Felice Sampler, Adam Crosdell, Eric Pasoja, Keith Ferguson, and Eileen Galindo. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.